Okay, today is Daf is Chulin Daf Gimel. We're on the bottom of Daf, on the bottom of Daf Beis, and the second line from the bottom. So we had one explanation how to explain the Mishnah. What was the problem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah seemed to contradict itself, because in the first two words it said Hakal Shochetin, anybody can do Shechita, which implied anybody. Then it said Vishchitasan Ksheira, and if they did it, it's kosher like a Bidiyeved.
Right.
So the beginning, the first two words are lechatchila, and the second two words are b'di'evet. How do you reconcile that? So the first answer given was by Rabba Bar Ula said we're talking about a person who's tameh. So why can't a person who's tameh shecht? The shechting is not holy. It's not a holy thing. It's not a kodesh. And the answer is no. The people that he's shechting it for ate chulin as if it was kachem. All the same rules. So can this person shecht for them? That's what we said yesterday. Today we're going to have five other answers how to explain the Mishnah. Okay? Five other answers. So, before we finish with this answer, before we get to answer number two, first thing, has a question. Hi, Tameh, the Itma B'mai. How exactly is this person Tameh? What kind of tumor does this person have that we're letting him shecht and it's not a problem? Right? For someone who treats it as kachim. What kind of tumor does he have? Ilem od itma b'meis. If he's tamei meis. What does that mean? That means Ruvain touched the dead body. So the dead body is a viavos atoma. Ruvain now is a avatoma. There's a rule. Bechlal cherev arubachmana. Cherev harehu kechalal. The sword has the status of whatever the man has. So if Ruvain is an avatoma, he's holding the sword, or a shechita knife, that becomes also an avatoma, and then when the knife touches the meat, it makes it into a rishon l'tumah. So what are you gaining? Yeah, he's not touching it by yadayim, but so what? Rashi asks, then you don't even need this rule, because even if he's an avatoma, and the knife goes down a notch to a rishon, the meat becomes a sheni. So it's still a problem. Still tumma. Thank you.
You mentioned this yesterday for a second. I thought
yeah.
about this.
Yeah.
If you think about it, this doesn't make any sense. That, the hollow part of the sword is on an adam.
Right.
Why would you think on a behemoth?
No. It goes by, how did this knife, the sword, become tummy? Some Rishonim say it only applies by a sword. We don't hold like that. So I don't have this Gemara. But you hear what I'm saying? The rule is that whatever the person this tameh is,
correct,
then the knife becomes the same tameh as him. Correct. And then when he touches the meat, it goes down a notch.
One second. But that's on a dead person, though. Otherwise, you'd never be able to do shechita, ever. With the constantly throwing knives into the...
No, but you're not tameh. No one's tameh.
It is, as soon as you kill the animal.
No, but animal...
That's why.
That's a good... You mean a dead animal, you're saying?
Correct.
A dead animal conveys tumah. So we're going to talk about that issue later.
The animal doesn't die there on the spot. The animal dies
no.
Just seconds later.
At the moment that you shecht it, you killed it. There's an exception to the rule of dead animal where if shechit is done properly, it's not unavailable.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It has to be.
Right. Correct. That's why you can eat meat. Right.
Exactly.
Without being tummy. Right. So you hear? Cherev harei ukechalo, which means the sword is the same status as the dead body. Which means whatever the person is, whatever the person touches, the metal is the same situation. So again, Ruvain touched the dead body. He became an avatoma. When he picks up the knife also is an avatoma. So when he shechts the animal, yeah, he didn't touch it being a diet. So what? The knife becomes a rishon. The knife is an avatoma, and the meat becomes a rishon. So Rashi says, you don't even need this, even without this. Let's forget this rule. You're an avatoma. Ruvain's an avatoma. The knife becomes a rishon. And when you shecht the abeima, it becomes a sheni. So it's still a problem. So Rashi doesn't have, but we wanted to talk about how the meat could be a rishon. It's even worse. Okay.
But how is the knife the same level as a person?
The Torah says that. The Torah says that.
As the corpse, not
no,
as the person.
As the person holding it. Okay. You want to do this gigantic Rashi here? Le Rashi. Bechol tumos shalmeis.
I trust you.
Haru'uyos utame kli. Anytime you're going to make a kli tame. Kigon. Mace. This is a mace. Vanogebo. Tahavimia avatoma. Ruvain touches the mace. He becomes an avatoma. I mean, the second line of Rashi in the top. Im nogeh behen mateches. If Ruvain now touches metal, the Rambam holds any material as long as it's not kheres. don't know how he's learning this Gemara. Nasek kiyotzebo. You become that metal becomes the same as you. Vimnoga b'mace, harei avivos atuma. So if you touch a mace, if the metal touches the mace, then the metal becomes that avivos atuma.
He's avivos atuma also.
Who?
The person.
No, a person goes down a notch.
How does the knife
become an aviyavos? Because that's halacha. The metal becomes whatever it touches. If it touches a dead body, the metal becomes an aviyavos atuma. If it touches, it's an exception. Normally, tuma always goes down.
Right.
Not metal. Not metal kalem. Metal kalem is an exception. So v'im benitma b'meis nageya haviav. And if it touches something that touches the meis, it becomes an av. Avo rishon v'sheni imatam kalem. A region in the sheni can't make kalim tummy. The high sakin nasa av, and this knife becomes an av. Why? Because the person holding it is an av. The high chareu gachalol hachalo istrach says Rashi. I don't even need this. I don't even need this rule. The belav hachinami matzi mitmad basar. No matter what, I'm going to do in time of the basar. Why? The gavra havi avatoma. Ruvain is an avatoma. The sakin rishon the basar sheni. So Rashi says, yeah, El Rabusa Ka'amar Dafilu Rishon Havi Hai Basar. Yeah, that even a Rishon is this Basar. That the Basar even could be a Rishon. How could the Basar be a Rishon? The only way is if the knife is the same thing as you.
Right.
Okay.
You have to invoke this
rule. So what do you see from here? Well, how does this help the guy who's eating Chul and Batayra? How does it help him? The meat becomes Tameh.
Right.
How does it help him? So, the Gemara says, the word finishes off, Ava Tumahu L'tameh Sakin. Then you're going to touch the knife, the knife's going to touch the meat, right? What does it help? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela de idme b'sheretz. You're a tummy because you touched the sheretz. A sheretz is only an avatoma. You're a rishon, so therefore what? You're a rishon, and a rishon can't make a knife tummy. Very simple. Why? Because only avs can make a... Yeah, only Avs can make Kalim Tamei. And you're a Rishon now, because you touched a Sheret, which is an Av. So you became a Rishon.
Does it get the same status as the person?
No, that only works by Tamei Mace. Yes. Okay. V'bay same, another answer. L'olam the Idma B'mace. No, really it was a Mace. Really it was a Mace. You touched a Mace. So how on earth... How does it save it? The answer is kigon shebadak krumios shalkana. You shechted with a knife that's not a kli. It's a reed that's open. It doesn't hold anything. It doesn't contain anything, and it's not a kli. And therefore, it doesn't become tamei because it's not a kli.
Well, it's not metal.
Not what?
It's not metal.
It's not metal. That's first of all. But the Rambam holds it even applies by non-metal as long as it's not kli-cheres. So here the answer is. Vishachat ba, and then you shechted with it, right? Ditanya, b'chol shochtim. You can use anything v'shchita, by the way. Bein b'tzor, a rock, bein b'tzchuchis, glass, bein b'krumiyas shalkana, or a reed that's not made out of metal, right?
So that's the case of Amishah, where he's using the reed.
Correct. That's answer number one. So there are six ways to explain the Mishnah. Abaya Amar. Here's how you read the Mishnah. Hakol shochten. Anybody can do shechita. Vafilu kusi. Even a kusi. Right? What's a kusi? A kusi are those people that were not sure. They were not Jews. They converted. We're not sure what their conversion was like. At some point in history, all the Gemara kusis here. Tomorrow is all about kusi and the day after. So at some point in history, they were considered not Jews. But right now, when they found the Demus of a Yonah on Har Gerizim, right? So one of the Mefarshim says, that's the idol that Yaakov Avinu buried in Parshas Vayishlach. That's what it was in Shechem. And then they realized that people have over the Avodah Zarah. They're not Jews. So, but until that point, their status was questionable. Says Abaya, it's okay. The Mishnah was talking about, they could also shecht, right? They could also shecht. Yeah. Right? Abaya held that a kusi was a true ger. Or Abaya held that they held that. It's time of the Mishnah. The kusi was a true ger, and therefore you can do shechita. All right, you have to have somebody watching him. That you have to have. Even a kusi. As long as it's not, these words are not in the Mishnah, but we're sticking them in. Kishi Yisrael Omed al Gabov. When a Jew is watching him, might be making sure he's not making a mistake. Avol Yotzef and Ichnas. But if the Jew is coming in and out, right? Lo Yishchot, then he shouldn't do Shechita. Okay? What's going on? So for this we need to look in Rashi. Avol Yisrael Yotzef and Ichnas Lo Yimtze Lo Lishchot. If the Jew is only walking in and out, he's not really watching 24/7, right? Not Tamidi. He's in and out. He's watching him. He went to go put a quarter in the meter. You know, he's in and out. You can't let him shecht. Even though they are careful in shechita, ain makpidin im yochlu Yisrael nevelos. They don't care if a Jew ate nevela. They don't care if someone else did. The less behu lahu lufna ivel lufna mikshol, because they don't care about lufna ivel. Why? They're Jews. They're gerim. Ella kish kimashmo. They learned that pasuk literally. Shelo yitain evan b'derech iver lahapilo. You can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. That's all it means. To give someone non-kosher, they don't hold from that. That's not an avera. So they'll watch. They'll be careful themselves. To care about someone else, they don't care about that. Okay? So that's how you read the Mishnah. Hakol shochtin means a kusi. V'im shochat. And what if he shechted it and you didn't watch him? See what you do? Very simple. Chotech k'zayis basar. You cut off a piece of meat. V'nosin lo. And you give it to him to eat. So you eat this. Achlo mutter lechol mishchitaso. If he'll eat it, you can eat it. Lo achlu asa lechol mishchitaso. If he won't eat it, you can't eat it. Okay? Right? So says the Rashba, so why can't you let him shech without you watching? And then afterwards, give him a piece of meat.
Right.
So just first of all, you'll forget to do that.
You'll forget to do that.
Forgot, right? And the first answer, the second answer he gives, and the people are going to watch it. Oh, I don't know, this guy can do shechita. I thought he was a little bit of a question. This guy, you know. So for that reason, we don't do this lichatchila the b'di'evit into a lichatchila. If you happen to be, you weren't in the room, but he shechted, you can't do lichatchila. Cut a piece of meat. Is it? Will he eat it? If he eats it, it's kosher because he won't eat treif. If he won't, then you can't eat it either.
Is the same standard as us, I guess?
Yes. Yes. Except for lefever. Chutz. Now the Mishnah says chutz mecheresh shot of a cotton. Except for cheresh shot of a cotton. Dafilu b'di'evet nami lo. Even b'di'evet you can't let a cotton do shechita. Why not? A new concept now. What?
It's cotton.
No. Right. Therefore, shema yeshu. Maybe they'll pause. Shema yidrasu. Maybe they'll press the knife into the veins. Shema yachlidu. Another kind of psul. Okay. Now.
Even if you're watching them.
Now, then the Gemara said, the kulon sheshachtu. That was the last one of the Mishnah. And all those people that shechted, the acherim roen oso, and they were watching, and you're watching to make sure he doesn't pause, shechitas on kshera. Now, who's that going on? This Mishnah talked about two people, a kusi and a katan. Then it says, the kulon sheshachtu. And somebody watched. It's good. Who's that going on? For kulon sheshachtu ahaya. What's that going on? Ilem acheresh shot of a cotton. Now what do we say? Cheresh shot of a cotton cannot shecht. But if you wash it, then it's good. Then it says it's a funny word. It says ilem acheresh shot of a cotton alokoi. It's going on them. The im shachatu mi boy. I'm sorry. The kulon sheshachtu ahaya. Ilem acheresh shot of a cotton alokoi. We're just talking about a cheresh shot of a cotton. The Mishnah says like this. Hakal shochten. Anybody can shech. Who's that? A kusi. V'shchitasan kshira. But b'di'evet it's good. Who's that? A kusi. If you weren't watching, b'di'evet, if you give him the meat and he'll eat it himself, it's good. Next mission, next phrase. Chutz b'cheir shot of a cotton. They have different rules. Why? Shema yikalkulat shchitasan. Because maybe they'll batch up. Now you want to tell them, but if you're watching them, that they didn't batch up, then even a 12-year-old kid can shecht. That's what you want to tell me? What do you mean, v'kulon sheshachto? It should say, v'yim shachtu. And if they shechted, and you're watching, it's good. What's v'kulon sheshachtu? Like we're talking about a new category of people. And all of them, what do you mean all of them?
But it's a little bit different, for example, one person. But that's somebody assisting
A blind person is not in the Mishnah. Cheresh shot the vakatan. A cheresh, so he can't hear. So in right? So what does that mean? It means he could be a genius, but couldn't communicate in those days. Didn't know he was communicating. So they had the status of a lav bardas. A 12-year-old kid. The Vilna Gaon knew more than when he was 12, than we'll ever know in our lifetimes put together. So he couldn't do Shechita? No. What if someone's watching him, the Vilna Gaon, and he did Shechita when he was 12 years old? Then it would be good. But that's, is that what it means? What do you mean, v'kulon sheshachtu? That word doesn't make any sense. It should say v'im shachtu. Says the Gemara, v'im shachtu mi boyle. It should say, v'im shachtu. Right? And if they shachted, and somebody was watching, and it's good, so then it's good. Ela kusi? What does he v'kulon sheshachtu? Going back to the kusi? Ha'amata, kishisa omer agav v'shchitafi l'chachila. It's good even l'chachila. Kasha. We can't answer that question. It's a kasha. So Abaye's explanation doesn't have an answer. Next, Abaye Rava. Now, listen to this. Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ashi are three out of the six, right? The three out of the six explanations how to explain the Mishnah. One we did yesterday, the Toma one. The three now here, and then there are two more are going to be Ravina and Ikeda Amri, two Ravinas. Two Ravinas. These three are going to be the same kasha. They're all going to have different kind of funny person, and we're not going to have a way to explain v'kulon sheshachtu. What's v'kulon sheshachtu, and all of them, who's all of them? We don't know who it is. So, because of that reason, we're going to say kasha. Says the Rashba, they still wanted to hold like this, even though they don't have an answer, to give Ravina's answer. Because Ravina's answer is going to be difficult in the halacha. This answer is difficult in the language of a Mishnah. Okay, so it's difficult in the language of a Mishnah. We can't explain a Mishnah. I get that. But at least the halacha makes sense. But Ravina is not even going to like the halacha. So therefore, they're going to stick to this, even though it's a kasha. Next, Amar Rava. What do you mean? You have to have a guy on top of the kusi? What if he's coming in and out? That's not good enough. If you leave a guy in your wine store, and he's the salesman, it's okay. So what do you mean? Why do you have to have a guy on top of him, the kusi? So the Rashi says, v'hotnan, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide, the perek basra de b'chachas avodah zara, afal pi sheyisrael yotze v'nichnas, mutter. Alma, what do you see? Mistafe ovid kochavim, they're afraid of the guy. You're going to walk in right when he's trying to touch the wine. You're going to walk in right at that second. Dilma asi yisrael v'lo naga. Because Yisrael's going to walk, he doesn't want to lose his job. Doesn't want to lose his job. See, the Jew told him, you don't touch any wine. I'll be right back. I'm just going to put a quarter in the meter. Come back in any second. So he's afraid. He doesn't want to lose his job. Not going to touch it. That, then you can rely on that. Right? Hachanami, Mr. Fehashtov, Asi Vechazi, Vechazile. The Kutz is going to be afraid. If I botch up the Shechita, they're not going to hire me again. So why do
it? It's a big difference.
What's the difference?
You're watching him not to do something. Here you're watching him to do something.
Okay, so the Gemara is going to give a similar answer. So first the Gemara says, Hasam Mikatani Beniach? Does it say you can do the Chachila? No, you can't do the Chachila, you can't do that. Ha Beniach, if you happen to be the guy's in the store and you need to leave, Bidiyavit, right? Did Bidiyavit in? Bidiyavit, then Bidiyavit, you can walk out. Now the Chachila, you can't have an arrangement like that. So Elamei Hacha, there's another mission that says you can do that. Ein HaShomer Tzarech Lios Yoshev HaMashamer. The Shomer watching the guy in your wine store doesn't have to be on top of him. Even if he's going in and out, it's mutter. So therefore, says Rava, Abaye, you made the case too strict. Ella, answer number three. Amar Rava Haki Ketani. Here's how we're going to read the Mishnah. The first two words. Hakal Shochtin. Who's Hakal Shochtin? Afilu Kusi. Even a Kusi Hakal Shochtin. Even him. Vedav Amurim. Bisro Shechza V'nichnas. When he's going in and out. Even that's good. Avoba umatzo shachet. What if he didn't come in that day at all? You told the kuzi, I'm on vacation now this week. I'm not going to be there. Because, that could do so much damage now. The guy's not going to, he's not coming in. And sure enough, he shows up. And the kuzi says, I shachted that. Right? So what do you do now? Shachatu, that's next two words of the Mishnah. Avobato shachat chotech kitayis batsev and osinlo. Give it, cut a piece off and give it to the kuzi. Will he eat it? He won't eat treif. So he won't eat treif. He doesn't care if you eat treif. because he doesn't hold it an aveir. He doesn't hold from Lifnei Iver. But he won't eat it himself, so cut a piece. Ochlo motalecho mishchitaso, lo ochlo azalecho mishchitaso. If he eats it,
you can eat it.
You can eat it, and if he doesn't eat it, you can't eat it. Right? So look at the bottom Tosfos. The Im Tomar asks Tosfos, Kivan de Rava medame shchita lo yayin esech. Rava is comparing shchita to yayin esech. Right? Ba umotso, and you walk into the store, and he says, I shechted it. Why do you have to make him cut a piece of meat and eat it? We don't do that by the wine. We trust the wine. Why? Because he's afraid. Lishtere belocho tich kizayis basar for nosin lo. We don't have to cut a piece of meat. Kibo biyayi nesach tishari b'masnisen k'peperek v'rishmol. Bo v'kochavim v'nim tzibetar abor sh'ein molo malva olav. That if you find a guy next to wine and he doesn't owe you money, or you don't owe him money, so he owes me money, I'll just take the wine. There's no issue with that. We say the wine's good. Why? Why would he touch it? So how come over here we have to first make him test him, and by the wine we don't have to test him? V'yesh lomar k'debish l'el. Kivin sh'yachol levara ayde k'sayis basar yesh lo levara. You could do this test. How do you check the wine? Did he touch it or not? There's no way to check. It's a metaphysical issue. It's a tumah issue. It's not even a tumah issue. It's a goy issue, whatever it is. Avodah zarah. No way to check. Here, to go check. You have any way to check? So don't rely on something. Just check. Here, here's a piece. Go taste it. No, I don't want to eat it. Oh, you don't want to eat it? I'm not eating it. Then it's treif. If you eat it, I can eat it. Right? So now the Gemara says, we're continuing to read the Mishnah according to Rava. Chutz, Micheres Shot of a Cotton. Safilu, every b'dieved, namilo. Even b'dieved, it's not good. Why? Shemi Yisha, Shemi Yidrisu, Shemi Yidchlachlidu. Maybe they'll make some kind of mistake. Then it says, 1 second. The Kulon Sheshachtu, and all those who shecht, and somebody's watching, is good. What does that mean? The Kulon Sheshachtu, ahaya, who's that going on? Ile Macheres Shot of a Cotton. Alokai, we were just talking about them. V'heim shachtu b'boile. It should have said, and if they shecht, it's good. Right? Cheresh of cotton can't shecht. But if you watch them, then it's good.
Right.
That's not what it says. It says, the cheresh of cotton can't shecht. And all of them, if you're watching them, it's good. Who's all of them? Unless you're watching them. Unless you're watching them. But it doesn't say that. It says, and all of them, if you're watching them. Who's all of them? Cheresh of cotton can't be. Im shachtu mi boile. It shouldn't have said im shachtu. El akusi? We're talking about akusi now? Ha amarta, afil yotze v'niknas shachil l'chadchila. Even if they're walking in and out, it's good. So who's that going on that last line in the Mishnah? Kasha, we don't have an answer to that question. Number 4. Rav Ashi Omar, halchi ketoni. Here's how you read the Mishnah. Hakol shochtim. Anyone could shacht. Afilu Yisrael mumar. Even a Yisrael who's a mumar. What's a mumar? Someone who has hashkafa issues. What's he a mumar in? Mumar lamai. What kind of mumar is he? Right? Le'echol nevelos litayavon. He is not such a... all he is a baltaiva. He's a baltaiva. He walks by a McDonald's. He has to go in. Does he daven 3 times a day? Yes, he does. Funny kind of person. Does he daven 3 times a day? Yes, he does. Does he put on tefillin? All the time. But he has an issue. He's struggling. Litayavon. Now, Rash... this is such a person, even lechatchila, you can rely on him. I call shochtim, even this guy is a mumla teyava. What does that mean? That means for the same price, he'll buy kosher meat. His two restaurants right next door to each other, he'll go to the kosher one. 100%. Okay, listen, he's at work or something, and there's no kosher restaurant around, he's not going hungry. That he's not going to do, for that much he's not going to do. He'll go into the non-kosher restaurant. So lechatchila, just as a taiva. Such a person, lechatchila, you can trust his shechita. Kidderava, what?
Those are guys eat fish.
Kidderava, like Rava said, to Amar Rava, Yisrael Mumar, Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon, or Yisrael Mumar, what's he Mumar in? He eats Nevelos L'Tayavon, he has a very big taiva for that. Bodek Sakin, so you check the knife, you have to make sure you're giving him a kosher knife, for Noah Saint Lo, give him the knife, Umoto L'Echol B'Shechitaso. You're letting eat a shechita. Why? It's a fascinating shechita. Rava says, even though he's a mumal teyavon for an avelis, he's not going to botch it up. You give him a good knife, he's not going to botch it up. Avalob badak v'nasan lo. But if you didn't check the knife and you gave him the knife without checking, lo yishchot, then he can't shecht. Why? It doesn't matter, but the point is it has to be checked. Why does it have to be checked? Because that's part of his mumur status. He's not going to kiss by the knife. I'm hungry. I'm not going to go check the knife, check the knife, make sure. I don't care, I'm hungry.
Let's go.
So let's go, exactly. So on that status, that's a kasha. That's an issue. So if we don't check the knife, we can't trust him. V'im shachat. Right? And if he did shecht, that's the next two words of the Mishnah. V'im shachat, and we stick in all these words. Bodeg saktino, check the knife now. Right? Nimte sakino yafa, mutter leshcho b'shchitaso. It's mutter. V'im lav, and if not what? If we didn't check the knife, we can't validate the knife. Asal echal mishchitaso. Then you can't use a shchita. Right?
Meaning he used it again? We didn't check after that?
After that. Okay, we didn't check it. We didn't check before. We didn't check. Now, check now. So, we can check now. If we could verify that the knife was good, good. And if not. Tosfos asks, why don't we say the same thing about a Yotzei v'nichnas by a mumar? Or what did we say before? Right? Why isn't a mashgiach good enough over here by a mumar? By a kusi, it's good enough. Yotzei v'nichnas is good enough. Why over here is that not good enough? So Tosfos says, Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. Because the Tosfos of Bodeg. And he says, because it's at the very end of it. The answer is, the Hashinan Dilma Mishdliv Ach. Yeah, no, where is that? Where is it in here? It's in here somewhere. And Tosfos answers that the Kusi knows that his status is questionable. He knows he's from a funny bunch of people, and the Shechita, so he has this fear to him. He's so much, I'm a Jew. So I go to McDonald's when I'm hungry. It's a big deal. There's nothing wrong with my knife. So he doesn't check the knife. He doesn't check. You hear this? He doesn't check. Therefore, he has to check. By Kusi, you don't have to check. He'll never do that. Okay. Chutz, now we continue reading the Mishnah. Chutz, b'cher shot of a cotton, except for a cher shot of a cotton. Vafilu b'dievet, namilo. Even with the Evan, no way. Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrasu, Shema Yachlidu. Right? Okay? Okay. Now, look at the second line of Rashi. Chutz b'cheir shor devakotin. Da'afilu nimse sakinu yafalo. Even if it's a good knife, he gave to the cheir shor devakotin. It's a good knife, excellent, brand new. Still not good. Deka kilkula achrina. There's another issue by a cotton. Which are Shema Yidris Shema Shahishihiya Drisa Cholada. The Lo Yadi La Duribu. They don't know anything about those halachas. Bedafka Ochel Tiyavon. Only if this only works if the mumer is Ochel Tiyavon. Avon Lahachis, if he's a mumer Lahachis. Afilu Nimse Sakinu Yafalo. Listen to this line. Demuad Lenavel Bekavana Beyadayim. He's a muad to botch up the Shechita on purpose. Right? Okay. Now, same question.
You wouldn't trust him as a shochet, you say?
A mumah lahachis? No.
Yeah, but why is he one of his mumah
lahachis? He's lahachis.
He's lahachis. I don't know the argument, you know what I mean? If he doesn't do it right, then he's going to mess up, you know, he's not going to trust him, not going to have a career, not going to have money.
Yeah, but he's doing lahachis right now.
Like that. You trusted someone because, you know.
He's having a moment of gratification. He's doing it right now just to get the Jews. Yeah, that's what it is for him. He wants to get the Jews, he's going to do it.
It's not a shechel, he doesn't do it.
It's not shechel, that's exactly
right.
We're
not going to hire him, and he's not going to have a parasite, he's going to lose his whole cow, who's going to buy the cow? He's not going to eat.
So by the way, so the Rosh says that the Mumar Lahachis is considered a goy? Yep. And you can't have a goy do shechita?
Right.
Okay. Now, back to the same question. V'kulon sheshachtu ahaya. Then one of the next words in the Mishnah go, and anyone who does shechita, it's good. If somebody watched, it's good. What's that going on? We're just talking about them. V'im shachtu miboyle. It should have said v'im shachtu. El Yisrael mumar? We're talking about Yisrael mumar again? 1 minute. If you check the knife and it's good, hamar d'shach lechachila. Right? El d'lo badak? But you didn't check the knife? Eid is yisakin livdika hashta. If the knife is here, check it now. And if you don't have the knife anymore, so kiachrina rono, so my hava. So someone else watched. How did that help? I watched him over there. I checked. I don't know what the knife looked like. I got to go inspect it with a magnifying glass. Right? Maybe it was a bad knife. Kasha, we don't have an answer to that question. How do you make the answer make sense? How do you make the Mishnah make sense? Okay? Now we're here. This is answer number five. Ravina Amar, Hachi Ketani. Here's what the Mishnah means. Hakol Shochten. Anybody can do Shechita. What does that mean? Anybody can do Shechita? Hakol Mumchen. Anyone who is a Mumcha. It's a machlok of what that means. Does it mean that anybody is a Mumcha? Every Jew has a cheskes kashrus.
Right.
So can I go and do shechita? I'm a mumcha for shechita. I will never go to the slaughterhouse to even start this unless I know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Therefore, anyone who's going to have the gut to go and do a shechita is by all definition a mumcha. Who else is going to do that? Right? That's one way to look at it.
Same thing with a male.
What?
Same thing with a male.
Is that what you say?
People like to try new things and give it a shot.
No, so no one's going to do that. Hakol shochtin, hakol mumchin. Shochtin mumchin, a shochtin is considered a mumcha, afal pisha, ein muchzakin. Even if he doesn't have a chazak, we don't know who this guy is. He walks in, I'm a shochit.
Right.
You are? Yes. If someone's going to come and say that, of course we let him. Who else is going to say that? Someone who doesn't know what he's doing? So Ravina said, hakol shochtin, anybody, even if you don't know who the guy is. The guy walks in with a big sign on his jacket, shochit, we let him shecht. Why? So who else is going to shecht? Right? B'medav amamurim. When is that true? Shiodin bo shiodei alo mehilcha shechita. You ask him some kashas in hilcha shechita. He knows the answer. He knows what he's talking. You give him a little of a hair. Right? Right? Aval ein yodin bo shiodei alo mehilcha shechita lo yishchot. But if he doesn't know a thing, then he won't let him. Of course he's not going to let him do shechita.
He shows
up with a big label. By the way, what's a knife? I don't know. What's a knife? He doesn't know anything, right? And the smog says, the very interesting, he doesn't have to know the answer to every halacha. That's not what it means. He says this, El im Omar al davar zeh hayisi mistapik v'shoel. Yeah, I also had that kasha. I asked my rabbi once that question. I also had that kasha. That's also good.
Yeah.
You don't have the answer to everything. You have to just be holding. That's a tough one. That I don't know the answer to. When it comes up, we ask around, right? That's also good, right? Okay. Okay. Vim shachat, and if he did shecht, the book, you know, so check him now. Check him out now. Give him the fair now. Im yodea lo mar helcha shechita motalacha b'shechitaso. If he knows what he's talking about. Vim lav asalacha b'shechitaso. Chutz, next line of the Mishnah, mecher shot of a katan, tafilu b'dievet nami lo. Even b'dievet, you can't let a guy do shechita. Shema yishu, shema yirdisu, shema yachlidu. Right, even if the 12-year-old kids know the whole helcha shechita, they still can make a mistake. V'kulun shachtu haya. Then what's the v'kulun shachtu going on? And all the people that we watched, if they did shechit, it's good. What's that going on? Ilem acher shachtu v'katan alakai. We're just talking about them. Im shachtu miboyle. Ela ashein mumchin. Right? If he's not a mumcha, ela ashein mumchin, the boat can also sagi. Then checking would be enough to go ask him for hair. The answer is, the less ela come on, lebidike, he ran away. So now, what do we do now? Can we eat this meat?
No.
Well?
Not around.
What?
How are you going to check him if he's not around?
What? The answer is, how are we going to check him? Other people watched it.
Right.
And they said, oh, he did a good job. Then it's good.
All right. That's
finally, we have an answer to the Mishnah. V'kulon sheshachtu, and this guy that said he's a mumche, and we didn't have a chance to check him out, if other people watched, it's good.
But you have to insert that other people watched.
What?
You have to insert other people watched.
No, that's what its mission says. The kulon sheshachtu v'achir mro'en oso, shechita z'kshira. What's that talking about? About a mumcha who didn't have a chance to give him a hair. Who you don't know, he doesn't have a reputation. He doesn't have a winning streak. Yeah, that's the case. Ikedi Amri, another version of the same thing. Ravina Amar, hachiktani. Hakol shochtin. Hakol muchzakin. Everybody is a muchzak to do shechita. Everybody's born a Jew. You have a chazaka that you're a good Jew. And you could do shechita. Shochtin muchzakin, afal pisha ein mumchin. Even though you're not an expert, so that's what you were saying before. I want to try to do things. I'll try it. You know how to do it? No, not a mumch at all. I went to Dafyomi a little bit. I heard some things. I listened to rabbis. I've been into the butcher shop. I know a little bit. Hakol shochtin, not a mumcha, but he's a muchzak. He's a kosher person. B'medav b'amurim. When is that true? Sheshachtu lefaneinu beis v'gimel pa'amim v'lonis aleph. He shechted two or three times. He didn't faint.
He didn't faint. faint.
He didn't faint. The sight of blood didn't bother him. He knew what he's doing. We gave him a test 2 or 3 times. By the way, what does it mean 2 or 3? Is it 2 or 3? 2 or 3 times. What does that mean?
What is this? He didn't faint. Did he know how to do it or he didn't know how to do it? Well, he didn't faint.
He assumed that you get used to it after many times. And you're good at it.
Okay. Like he said, so, if you're one of these, you know, strong, heartless people,
a shaykhid,
then 2 times is enough. And if you're some, you know, emotional person, you cry every time you watch a sad movie, then you have to have 3 times. Right? That's what it means. But if we never saw him shach before, we don't let him. Shema yir salif, maybe he'll faint. V'im shachat, but if he did shecht, for Omar, bari li shlo nitzalafti, I promise you, I swear to you, I'm clear, I didn't faint, I didn't have any issues, shchita sok shera. His shchit is good. Why is it good? Because he's muchzak to be good. Chutz, except. Michut, yes. Mikshera cherishot of a cotton. Afilu katan, afilu b'dievid namilo. A katan, even b'dievid, we don't let him.
Right.
He's one of these, you know, 12-year-old kids is going to go, you know, those type, and she faint, nothing bothers him. Separate, other issues. Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrasu, Shema Yachlidu. Maybe he didn't know the halachas and he botched up. The kulon sheshach duvahaya, then what's the last line of the Mishnah mean? And all those who shech, if someone's watching, it's good. Ilei macher shal duvakot, that can't be. Alokai, we're just talking about them. Im shachtu mi barley. It should have said im shachtu. Ella, Ashein Muchzakin. We're talking about a guy who doesn't have a chazaka. Vamarta bari lisagi. But we said that if he says he's sure it's good enough, the last thing, come on, Dishalilay, he ran away. He's not here anymore. So if other people say, oh, we watched him, it was fine, then it's good. Okay? Those are the 6 ways to explain the Mishnah. It was really 5, because Ravina's really the same thing twice. Now, Ravina, who gave his thing about the Mumcha, Virabba Bar Ula, who gave his answer about the Tumah, Ka'abaya v'Rav Ravashi lo Ami Mishum de Kashu lo V'kulon. Nobody wanted to hold like Abaya, Rav, and Ravashi, because they ended up with a Kasha. They had a Kasha on them. How do you read the Mishnah? So nobody wanted to hold like them. They have a Kasha. Right? Got that? Kulu Krav Bar Ula Amri. Nobody wanted to hold like Rav Bar Ula, who said the thing was Tumah. You know why? We're not talking about Hilchus Kachim here. This is called Mesechus Chulin. It's Chulin, not Kachim. You want, and then we said yesterday, if this is the main source that a Tomei person can't do Shechita, Adarabba, Hasamecha, Debekachim Koi, there's the main source, in Mesechus Kachim, some other Mesechta, not here. Lachlish Adamarta Hasam Iker, we said no, then another version said no, there's the main source, here we're throwing it in Derech Agav, right, Derech Agav, we're throwing it in. Hacha, Aidi Detani, Tomei Bechulin, Tomei Nam, Tomei Bebukdashin, Tommy by Chulin, Gufalo Istrichle. There's no such thing as a Tommy by Chulin. You know why? Chulin Shanasa Altaris at Kodesh, Loka Kodesh Dummy. There's no such halacha that you're going to make Chulin like it's Kodesh. No such halacha like that. So why is it, no one wants to hold like him. He made up a case that doesn't even apply. Kula Kravina Lo Amri. Nobody wants to hold like Ravina. What did Ravina say? The Mumcha or the Muchzak? 2 versions. Lahach Lishadama Mumchin in, Shane Mumchin Lo. The one who said, according to the version that said that a mumcha yeah and a not mumcha not, rov mitsuyin etzel shchita mumchin hein. Most people that do shchita are mumchin.
Right.
Either no one's going to ever do this if they're not mumchin,
because
right, they know the damage that they can cause, right? One second. Right. Right. In other words, like we said before, what?
That's exactly
right. Lahach muchzakin in shalom muchzakin low. But what about the muchzak issue? That whole case boiled down to, is the guy going to faint?
Right.
La'aluf elo chashina. We're not choshes. The guy's going to faint. That's a very far fetched chidash, and therefore nobody wants to hold like him. Rava lo amar kabaya. Rava didn't want to hold like Abaya, kikushye, because he had a kasha. What was his kasha? His kasha was you too machmer Abaya. You don't allow Yotze v'nichnas. I allow Yotze v'nichnas. They don't hold like Abaya. Abaya lo amar k'rava. Abaya didn't want to hold like Rava, because a Yossi said before, Hasam, by the case of the wine, lo naga. There's no touching. Hacha naga. Here, this touching. Right? Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. Hacha. Behem mezu biyad akusi, nesuna, keheref ayin, shoa adoreth. In a split second, you could botch it up. Hilkach, Lo samchina yotzei v'nechnas. Says, I'm not relying on yotzei v'nechnas. Buy the wine, you have to go over to the wine and touch it. Right? So he said, he's sitting over there, he's not going to do that, he's going to lose his job. Over here, in one, we're letting him shecht, yeah? So yotzei v'nechnas is good enough, but in 1 second you can botch it up. Carifying, you botch it up. Says, I'm not relying on that. Different than wine. Now, Ravashi lo amar ku katavaihu, he didn't want to hold out either of them, because kosavar, kusim, gere arayos hain. The kusim were not good gerim. Right? They were not good gerim. Right? Rashi says, the Tosfos says right over here, the second to last Tosfos, v'shchitasam psula, k'mosh ovzik kochavim. They're no different than a goy. Right? Mizavachta, ma'ashata zveachata ochel, klomer, osu shoy bar zvicho, lafuk ovzik kochavim, v'ochelos nevelos, lahachis. Ah, or any of these people, a guy, a kusi, someone who's a mumul ahachis. Afal gav de amar besof perak beis de menachos echad geri arayos echad geri chalomos kulin geri gemurim. But there's a mission. The Gemara in Yevama says it's a good gerim. Hainu shem mizgayel legamri mipachad arayos. Though yeah, they became geri because of the lions. Aval kusim lonas gayru legamri. They didn't become gerim completely. And then Tosfos says they must have become gerim at some point. At some point we trusted them. So there must have been a second gear which later in history where they were good. Okay.
Prior to the becoming not good.
Exactly. Abaya lo amar karavashi. Why didn't Abaya? Abaya said his case was a kusi that he's standing on top of. Didn't want to hold like Ravashi, who talked about a case of a mumar, because lo sfirule held the Rava. He didn't hold like Rava. Rava said that a mumar is the other one, and shchita is a good shchita. So Abaya, I don't hold like that. Now, amar ela Rava, my time lo amar kishmaite. Why didn't Rava hold like Ravashi? He held him like himself. Ravashi said, it's a mumul l'teyavon. Like Rava who said, you can rely on a mumul l'teyavon. So why didn't Rava hold like that? To hold him like himself. Right? L'dvar v'davaya ka'amar. V'lei lo svirulei. You're right. He was holding, in the world of Abaya. In the world, Abaya said, a yotzei v'nichnas is no good. Said Rava, that's crazy. A yotzei v'nichnas should be good. I have to hold like a Ravashi. I have the whole like Ravashi that really the issue is about a mumar. Why? Because I hold the mumar is good. So I could translate the mission being a mumar. But I was saying even Abaya, who held talking about a kusi, he should agree that a kusi, mumar l'tiyavon, that a kusi, yosef v'nechnas, should be good. But I didn't agree with that, but that's according to Abaya's world. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.